that?
Everyone joined by Eddie Krawick, our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner this weekend, rider of the Screamin' Eagle Harley-Davidson street rod bike, and it is Eddie's Major League hot streak he's on right now. Third race win in a row, starting with the U.S. Nationals, continuing with the first countdown race in Charlotte, and now here in Maple Grove. This is your fifth win, I believe, at this racetrack, so everything's coming up roses these days.
I wouldn't say roses, but it's definitely on the up and up. You know, ever since we've really switched back and gone to as Plan B, as we were calling it, you know, changing our chassis and going back to last year's rendition of it, it's been huge for me. It's been huge for our whole team, and right at the right time, because there's no better time to hit your stride than rolling into the countdown. You know, we didn't do as good as we thought we were going to off the truck here. Usually we're a very strong team. I mean, we ran well, but going into that fourth session, we were struggling to get a hold of the track all day on Saturday. Track was actually really good. We just were missing it. You know, everybody went around us. Unfortunately, it didn't play in our favor, because me and my teammate had to race each other in the second round. When you're trying to race for a championship, that's the one thing you don't want to do. But, you know, my guys got it all together today is the best way to say it. You know, Andrew, after me and him raced and he went out, he jumped on the tune-up side of my motorcycle, and Matt jumped on the clutch side. Matt's the one that's tuning the clutch. Andrew's the one that's tuning the engine. You know, when I have dedication of those two guys sitting there and focusing on each end of our package, it just, you know, I believe we become unstoppable.
You know, you're obviously have been a championship rider in the past, so, you know, you've put yourself in an incredible position here right off the bat of this thing. We go into St. Louis next week. You start to pinch yourself yet? Do you even start thinking ahead any further than the next 5 minutes or what?
No, you know, with the way Pomona is this year, being a point and a half race, I've told everybody, you better have a 120, 140-point lead rolling into Pomona if you think you're going to have a cushion. So, I'm just staying focused. Just want to go one round at a time, do my job on a starting line, and hopefully, you know, I got a good motorcycle under me that'll carry me all the way to the finish line and get a win light. You know, I'm kind of proud of myself in my riding that I've done the first two countdown races. My worst light now is a 27 in eliminations in 8 rounds of racing. I've been pretty much staying in that teen or low 20 range, and that's what you need to do. You know, there's too many good motorcycles out here to slack off. And if I want to win the championship, I have to do my job. And that's first things first. Starting line, and then your crew chief and all the tune-up calls take it from there. So I've got a great crew behind me right now. I got a great motorcycle under me, and I'm very confident. So I think that's the combination for going rounds.
One last question before I turn it over. We've had three really warm races in a row, you know, that maybe some would argue more chassis setup style races. Next weekend's looking like it's going to shape up to be a real horsepower race. Does that change your guys' position at all? Do you think you have a strong enough bike to deal?
It makes me smile, because usually we flat out suck in the hot races and we're just horrible, you know, and we've turned the corner, I think, on our program just on the engine tuning side of it. You know, Andrew really spent a lot of time refining our tune-up early on in the year and coming into this, and we've always struggled. When you go back and you look at the results, our team has always struggled in the heat. Matt has been doing a great job staying up on the clutch. We're only, you know, with our old bikes, the best way to say it is we were 400 to 500 behind our competitors in 60-foot on a hot track. Now we're only 100th. So I think when you have a great handle on your tune-up and you're running within 100th of your competition, the rest of your run just runs from there. So I'm excited. You know, I'm kind of licking my chops for St. Louis. I love cold, cool races, and it's going to be a good one.
I think, can you talk about when you're close to home again? It's about 2 hours from your hometown before you moved to Indy.
You know, obviously I love coming to the East Coast. The best thing about it's the food for me. You know, it's like it brings me back. I could actually get some real food now. You know, Midwest is great for steak and potatoes, but man, there's nothing like a fatty cheesesteak here in Philly. But I'll tell you, I do. I love it. You know, I come back here. I got a lot of great fans, a lot of supporters that follow me. And, you know, when I constantly run out of handout cards, it's a great thing. So I enjoy coming back. I mean, obviously, 5 wins here for me is huge. Reading has treated me well over the years. And To make this my 41st win is something really special.
Well, not only have you won five times, once not even here, once in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So the team has won 10 of the last 21 here. I mean, this is just like a fancy high.
That's a pretty good stat. That's yeah, 10 of the last 21. That's an awesome deal. I mean, again, you know, and I've said it a couple times today, NHRA honestly has done a phenomenal job on a drag strip, you know, and a lot of that goes back to the track and everything that they do weeks before we even race. So to be able to get to these facilities and have great racing surfaces is a key thing, too, for all of us in the countdown. So.
And you would know that.
Yes. Yeah, I have a little bit of history on track prep and backgrounds, but... they do an awesome job here, and it's great to come here and run fast. It's not the Reading we're used to. I'm used to going 670s and, you know, going 199 miles an hour here, and it's like this was just hot, nasty, humid. Today was really bad, but for us to rebound, I think, the way we did, it makes me really excited.
That's a cool thing for Maple Grove, too, is because everybody associates it with rain. The white shaft condition. Well, rain, too, yeah. And maybe that's not all. Maybe that's not the only fact.
No, the fans definitely got a great show this weekend.
You win Indy, now you win here with a lot of family coming over from home. Have you ever had a better month than this?
No, probably not. You know, it is. It's like kind of surreal, you know, right now. I don't want it to stop. I don't want to, you know, I want to win every race at a countdown. You know, that's our goal. We want to win every single race. We're racers. Whether it happens or it doesn't, you know, is yet to be known. But to do it with friends and family and everybody here is a huge deal. You know, at Indy, I had my father, my sister, my brother and stuff out in Indy, and they were here again. And, you know, it's just really cool to share that experience because, again, this is a family sport. And as much as we're all competitors on the track, we're all very friendly in the pits with each other. So I wouldn't say all the time, most of the time. I don't know if the war team and the Arana team are going to be hugging in the pits right now. But really, that's what this sport needs, and we really need to be able to run that direction. And you know, we are not friends on the starting line against my own teammate. I want to whoop him just as bad as he wants to whoop me. I mean, there's points involved. There's everything involved. But we know when we take our helmets off at the other end, we both have respect for each other.
What was the deal with Jerry?
It looked like a little bit of a staging battle. And, you know, Ellie did what he thought he wanted to do. And I thought it was great. I was in the water box cheering. I was yelling and screaming because I thought it was a really cool thing. And, you know, same thing. You had it with Pro Stock Car first round with Laughlin. Down there, Laughlin and Matt Hartford. So you know, to see stuff like that, that's the unique thing about this, because this is a NHRA Melio drag racing. There's two individuals on the starting line that basically set their own destiny, and you can play games, you could do whatever you want. Really, it's how can you knock your competitor out of their mindset? And you know, for me, I go up there, I try to race clean, but I know what my competitor, I have a thing in the back of my head, like, I got an idea what they're going to do.
Yeah, last year you said you were going to chop on Joe off and roll down the tracks.
Yeah, you know, but this is a big mental game out here. And I think when you pull your program together and you're at that level mentally where you can play games with others and not screw up, that's what sets you kind of above everybody else.
Did you miss him?
No.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for